Yes, of course, unfortunately, as I know Victor will agree.
Yes.
Continually he has individuals questioning why this is, why that is, and quite often he himself answers his questions without, let me say, with due diligence to help the spirit world. Mm. Now, of course, there's quite often information that comes to Victor's consciousness via emails, that people come with quite often preposterous questions and explanations, and quite often Victor sends answers and does not worry the circle with such information. Is that not correct, Victor?
That's absolutely correct, yes. Yes.
Well, there, Victor, prove to you that I spend time with you and your endeavours.
Mm-hmm.
I am privy to most of what takes place.
Right. Right.
And let me tell you all this. There will always be those that doubt. Unfortunately, there are those who are what I would term untouchable. By the mere fact of their consciousness being ensconced in their own ignorance. This, unfortunately, is a fact of life. I know those within the world of spirit only wish to bring forward the proof and then allow the individuals to take from it what they wish. If they so wish to shout from the treetops that it is mere fraudulence and it is mere tomfoolery, then please allow them to do so without allowing yourselves to become too embroiled in fights and flights of fancy, trying to prove to the unprovable those which don't wish to receive and understand. Let us call them the unprovable, due to the fact that they would not accept proof if it was presented to them in a clear and concise manner. They would still find an explanation to say it was this or it was that. But let me ask you this, are they the ones that have had the substantiated proof for many years, as has being with the Hamish Circle and the Circle of the Silver Cord? Are they the ones presenting the evidence? Are they the ones meeting tirelessly to prove? Are they the ones that will endeavour continually to prove? No. They are the ones that speak only from what they have read, not from experience. Of course, my friend's experience is worth a thousand words.
Sure.
Yeah. And of course, if they have the ignorance that they don't wish to find for themselves in the clear, open mind, then of course we must ignore such dire trap.
Mm-hmm.